Hey, hey, hey. Crikey, that sounded corny AF. Welcome to the Immigrants, Mother in Europe podcast. What's it like living in a foreign land, raising kids in a culture foreign to you, navigating the complexities of a new culture with no help? I'm Yaira Tay Thompson, and I'll be sharing my world and experiences with you. Welcome again to the Immigrants, Mother in Europe podcast. My name is Yaira Tay Thompson, and I am glad you're here with me yet another week. This week, we're going to be talking about tech and parents. And this is one topic I can totally relate to. So let's dive in. You are listening to the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show. Okay, let's talk about what tech means to you as a parent. How often are you on your devices? How many devices do you use? Are you like me, where you have a phone, another phone, an iPad, your computer for home, your computer for work, your desktop station? The list goes on and on. What about your kids? When did you introduce them to technology and devices? How many devices are they allowed to use? Are they allowed to watch TV? Do you have a smart TV? How often are they allowed to watch it during the day? Do they own any gaming systems? As an individual taking away from your parenthood, does your job involve working around tech all day long? And how often do you find yourself sitting behind your desk on a computer daily? How many hours in a day? Do you find yourself pulling out your phone when you're driving or in a store or at dinner with your family or dinner with friends or at a work function? You know, the list is endless. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look for Immigrant Mother in Europe in the search box. Click. Basically, there are five types of tech parents, let's say. So the first kind is the dinosaur. And we all know what kind of tech parents these are. These parents never know how to use technology, and they always need their kids to teach them. They have no idea what apps are trending or which ones your kids use. Their excuse is that life without technology was much, much easier, and that we were all happy before it came along. They grumble a lot. They don't tend to use a cell phone most of the time, or they use one that is like really, really outdated, that has like crappy camera quality or doesn't even have a camera. Although, this kind of parents may benefit from the time that the kids spend teaching them, they kind of need to make an effort to find out what their kids are using, saying, and doing online. Because, you know, your kids don't always tell you what they're up to. You know, especially if you have teenagers, you never know what they're up to. If you're a millennial parent, chances are your parents fall in this category, and you've been trying to talk them into getting like the latest Android or the latest iPhone for a while. The next type of tech parent will be the novelty lover. This is the kind of parent who always has the latest gadgets that's been released, and I think this is more like us millennials, Gen X, Gen Z, whatever. Yeah, but you know, you either find them in line at the Apple store on product release days, or you know, if you're like me, you don't go to the Apple store because you can get everything online. You basically have a countdown to when the next iPhone comes out or when the next Samsung comes out, and then you pre-order online. This kind of parent has it all: the watch, the laptop, the tablet, the smartphone, and they're always all synced up. Now this kind of parent is like a fan favorite with their kids because the kids tend to get the hand-me-downs since they recycle through new devices a lot, so the kids are also almost up to date with latest devices. And we kind of call this parent too cool for school. But if you're this kind of parent, you have to be careful about the message you're sending out to your kids about consumerism, you know. There's a balance that you need to find, especially when you become a parent. It's different when you're single and have no little ones. You don't have any little ones depending on you. But when you start having to model your life for your kids to emulate, you kind of have to be careful about what message you're sending out. The third kind of parent is tech dependent. Ooh, I kind of find myself somewhere in here. This parent can't leave the house without at least 3 devices. Their children are always equipped with the latest devices and chargers. Oh no, not really. Can't live without Wi-Fi, and as for the password, wherever she goes, meh, I have a lot of data, I don't need to do that. But yeah, I kind of fall in this category. She's the first one to pull out her phone to take videos, and her kids' lives are all over Instagram. Duh, I'm a mom blogger. And this kind of parent is relatable to a lot of parents. But what we need to realize, especially if you're like me and you mostly fall in this category, is that you have to remember to drop your phone sometimes and just be fully present in the moment with other people without broadcasting to the world. And one way to do this is sometimes I take pictures when I have date night with my husband, because they're really rare and far in between with 2 boys and 2 working parents. But I take a picture of a dinner and I either quickly put it on my Instagram stories or I just leave it on my phone and don't pay attention to the phone until when we get home. Then I post it, like what we had for dinner, or I do a boomerang of my husband with our kids if we have like a family dinner out, and then I just post it when we get home. So you can capture the moment, put it aside. If you're the kind of, if you're a social media parent, sort of like if you're a mom blogger like I am, or if you're a lifestyle blogger, or if you vlog, or if you just like social media, you can just take your content, because you kind of can't duplicate the content sometimes, and then just put your phone away, and then when you get home, you can just decide to post it, you know. So it's also about balance, and it's also about teaching your children very early that they don't have to be tech dependent. My 4-year-old lost his iPad. The good thing about that was I was able to set boundaries from when he started using it, that you only watch YouTube Kids and you only watch this kind of content on YouTube Kids, and you only watch this kind of content on Netflix. He's not really a big fan of Netflix, but when he does, he goes to particular content because I trained him that way. So that's another way of doing it if you really want to have your kids very exposed to technology. Living in Denmark, it's hard not to have your kids exposed to technology because the country is basically about 90% run with tech, and we incorporate tech in our curriculum in school from daycare all the way up. So it's essential to set boundaries and have them stick to it. The fourth kind of parent is the rebel. Now with this kind of parents, you won't find a single screen in their homes, and I know people like this. They have very clear rules about the use of technology. It's only for strictly necessary stuff. So if you know you have homework, there's an office, home office that you go and work on desktop, for example. They're always taking their kids to outdoor activities, going into the woods, camping, stuff like that. And this kind of parent constantly criticizes the way technology has taken over a leading role, a leading place in our lives. They will argue with teachers when kids have to come home and have homework that has to be done on a computer. And although this kind of parent is just thinking about their kids and overexposure to stuff on the internet and stuff, like I said before, it's all about balance and better balance it. And they have to understand that technology is a great tool when used moderately, and it's not something that we can escape. If anything, we're building up on it with AI technology and all of that. So they just have to figure out a way to be comfortable with at least a little use and boundaries, as opposed to no use at all and having a kibosh on it in their homes. And the last kind of parent is the educator. I kind of fall in here as well. And this is the kind of parent who only uses technology to teach their kids. So if she's a mom, for example, her smartphone is full of educational apps, and she's convinced that the more time her children spend watching educational programs, the smarter they'll be. And to an extent, she's kind of on the right track, because it's better to use technology for learning than for distraction. But I also find that kids learn very easily through play. So there has to be a way where you can incorporate both. But this kind of parent also has to pay attention to the fact that there are also a lot of things to learn outside of tech. And yes, it's good to take some things from tech, but then having hands-on experience and observing real life are also best ways for kids to learn. So maybe do a little screen watching and then come out and try to connect that to real life stuff is a great way to do things. Now, there are many ways to use technology as parents, and what we need to remember as parents is that our children are always watching us. My husband and I usually tell other people that kids do as you do and not as you say. So if you're unable to put your tablet down for a moment, I cannot struggle with that. It's hard for me to do anything without white noise, and for me, white noise is my mindless series and movies playing in the background while I'm cooking or while I'm eating. And I find that my son does that too. He needs to have his iPad with him when he's in his bath or when he's going to the potty or when he's eating, because he notices that I do that a lot. So I've been conscious about that lately, about how to limit screen time around my kids. If we give technology too much importance, our kids get that message, they internalize it, and they feel that's the norm. So then they do that. We always need to remember that technology is a means and not an end. So we have to use it as a tool for learning, connecting with people, seeking information, etc., etc. But then we shouldn't make it the center of everything that we do and miss out on what life is all about. We have to learn to be present. You are listening to the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
So, we talked about the five kinds of tech parents: the dinosaur, the novelty lover, the tech dependent parent, the rebel, and the educator. What kind of tech parent do you think you are, and how do you handle tech in your home? I would be very interested in hearing your thoughts. So send me a message. You know all my social media handles. Just connect with me. And until next time, it's Yaira Tate Thompson, the Immigrant Mother in Europe, and I'll be coming to you with another exciting topic, I hope, for you next time.
Thank you for joining me this week on the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. Make sure to visit www.immigrantmotherineurope.com and subscribe to the show anywhere you stream your podcast. Be sure to tune in next week for a new episode of the Immigrant Mother in Europe podcast. I'm Yaira T. Thompson. I feel so lucky.